It's Tuesday and time to read from your emails and web comments. Sonia Sotomayor, President Obama's nominee to the Supreme Court, faced accusations of racism and spurred our conversation about when it's okay to call someone a racist. When I sit on a bus in San Francisco and all of the seats are taken except the empty one next to me, what am I to think? And I am black. When this happens day in and day out, well, I can only come to one conclusion. That email from Robert Martin in San Francisco. Another listener added a different perspective. Elizabeth emailed to tell us, in my first semester of college, the topic of white privilege came up. As the daughter of refugees from Eastern Europe, I did not feel as though I had an inherent privilege in society based on skin color. I was called a racist by several angry students. I have since come to understand that, unfortunately, I am treated differently based on skin color and am thus afforded privilege. However, at the same time, I do not appreciate blanket terms such as white privilege and feel as though they continue racial stereotyping and racism. On the opinion page last week, Christine Flowers gave a reluctant cheer for vigilante street justice, an idea many of you found hard to swallow. Brian Johnson in Stockholm, Sweden, emailed to complain, the idea of citizens taking control of a suspect and beating that suspect if he is not willing to be detained by them is a very, very slippery slope. As far as I know, it is not a crime to leave the company of a citizen that has not been deputized or licensed in any some way. Even if they suspect me of wrongdoing, I have the right to simply walk away without fearing for my life because my neighbor suspects me of something. Many of you also took issue with our program about doctors and abortion, including Russ Black, who posted this comment at npr.org/talk. I appreciate that TOTN has brought in doctors on both sides of the issue. However, there was a clear imbalance in the ability of the two guests to express their opinions. The pro-life doctor had difficulty following the discussion, understanding questions, and responding to them. The result was that the pro-choice position was very well defended, while the pro-life position was not. And finally, fame. We talked with Ted Koppel and Henry Winkler, the Fonz, about the darker side of sudden celebrity, something Dave in San Francisco wrote that he almost got a taste of. After years of playing empty bars with my band, we finally had a good crowd and received a great reaction. At the end of the set, I felt such a rush, a high, really, from the applause and general audience reaction. I remember thinking, this is why rock stars develop heroin addictions. I never want this feeling to go away. I never achieved any amount of fame, but I can understand the draw to it. If you missed any of those programs, you can always listen to the podcasts. Go to npr.org and click on Talk of the Nation. While you're there, sign up for our email newsletter. We'll send you a preview of what's coming up on the show every day and let you know how you can be part of it. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email, and you don't even have to be famous. Our address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, David Gura, Susanna George, Dahlia Martinez, April Failing, and Barry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Sarah Handel is our associate producer. She also handles our web content. Our intern is Irene Wolf. Gwen Uten directs the program. Drew Reynolds is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Nathan Bark, Kevin Waite, Dennis Nielsen, Lauren Driller, and Sean Phillips. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Talk of the Nation's supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. The executive producer is Sue Goodwin. Ellen McDonald is NPR's executive producer of news programming. Tomorrow, Letterman apologizes to the Palins. The cold cash case moves forward. Political junkie Ken Rudin will be here. Join us for that. I'm Neil Conan. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
What's the name?